Hi, Mr. Shingle. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some information. I have a father who's 83 years old. My mother's passing away, and he's disabled. And I was helping my mom out. And if I leave my house, my dad's going to get hurt. How can I, you know, somehow be his caregiver to help him at home? You guys have any information on that?
Sure. So,
he's 83.
Your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, I was helping my mom out, and it took forever for them to get paid. Now she turned for the worst, and she's going to pass away in a few days, and he's disabled too, you know? And it's like,
okay.
If
is
I go back
Medicare?
To work, he has Medicare, and I think he has Medicare.
Only Medicare? Because this is a Medicaid program. I can try to take a look. Do you have his information, like date of birth, social? What information
do
you have?
Yeah. I can get you everything if you need it.
Yeah, what's the date of birth?
His date of birth is 1/25/1943. I'm trying to just get some information to somehow get started.
Sure.
I'm afraid to leave him. Let me go get it. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him for his social. Dad, what's your social, Dad? 179-34-7058.
58. And again, you said 1/25/1943.
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't look like he's on Medicaid. Do you want to ask him if he ever tried applying for Medicaid, if he knows if he's eligible?
I wouldn't know. I really don't know. I know he's on Medicare.
What's his
It's only Medicaid?
Depends. Let me
well,
see.
He gets Social Security and he gets a pension.
Well,
he
how
gets
much
about
is it?
He gets $1,890 from Social Security and he gets $1,000 for pension.
So 1890 plus 1,000, so that's less than 2,900, like just about 2,890. Okay,
yeah,
does
that's exactly what he makes.
That's still in the, he would still be eligible, depends on his assets. Does he own a home or car?
No, he don't own anything. My mom owned a house, and it's half under my name, and she's passing it away in the next few days, and we're just in a jam. We really are.
So he doesn't own anything. Does he have any savings accounts?
No, he don't have anything, honey. That's
it's
it.
Just
we
his
just go
income
day to day.
$2,890.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so he would be eligible for Medicaid most probably. We can help him apply for Medicaid. Once he has active Medicaid, we will help him get the home care services so you could be his caregiver and you can get paid.
We're located in South Philadelphia. Yeah, we're located in South Philadelphia.
Let me get the exact address.
It's 2619 South 8th Street,
Eighth
Philadelphia,
Street?
PA, 19148.
Okay.
I mean, I would imagine he would be eligible for Medicaid. I'm on Medicaid.
Right. So, yeah, it looks like he should be eligible. So, yeah, let me add the information and then...
whatever I could do to get him some help.
Yeah, sure. I'll just take the rest of the information and I'll be able to speak to you.
Sure.
If
I got to take him somewhere to a doctor, I could take him anywhere we could go. Anywhere.
Yeah, this time not.
I mean, no savings. No, we just go day to day. The house is paid for and we just pay the bills. You know, that's it. And pay for food. That's it.
Yeah, okay. And do you want me to add your number as the main contact phone
yes,
number?
Yes, yeah, you can put my number down. Yes, yes.
So 445-206-2816?
Yes, that's my
what's
number, yes.
What's your name?
That's it. My name's Robert Simonetti, Jr.
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Simonetti, same name, Simonetti.
Yes.
Oh, his name's Robert, yeah. It's Robert Simonetti, Senior and Junior, Simonetti.
So this is Sam, M as in Mary, O, N as in N-C-E, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, I, Simonetti?
Yes, that's it, yes. Yes, Simonetti, yes.
In your
junior. I'm Robert Junior, yes.
Okay. Okay, any other number to add in file?
Nah, it's the only number. He has a cell phone, but he don't use it that much. He don't even know how to use it that great.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
No, it's just me and him. That's it.
Okay, so, and you're the son?
Yes, I'm his son.
And let me see what else I need. What are his conditions, and what does he need assistance with?
Well, he took a stroke, and he lost feeling in one arm, and he can't walk. And we have steps, so I walk him down the steps, walk him up the steps. I cook for him. I clean. I do the laundry. I do everything. He just sits on the couch. That's it.
Oh wow, I see. Okay, so.
And if I leave him alone, you know, if I go back to work, he's going to fall down the steps. He's going to get hurt. You know, it's like me leaving him for 8, 9 hours, 10 hours, and he's going to be by himself, and he's going to get hurt. And my mom's in hospice right now. She's going to pass away in the next couple of days. You know, we're dealing with that at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So I figured if I could stay home and help him, you know, and, you know, maybe we would, you know, he would be fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could think of. I think he should be eligible for Medicaid. I just wouldn't see why he wouldn't be. He don't make enough money. That's all he makes. That's it. We don't have any other income besides me.
Okay, so I'm just sending out the rest of the information. Then I could transfer you to an enrollment specialist, and they will help you further with the application.
Okay.
Okay, just give me another minute.
Sure. I'm just trying to see what I could do. That's it.
Sorry, I'll let you know as soon as they have someone available, so I'll transfer you over.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thanks so much.
Sure. Yeah, what I'm trying to do is see if you're eligible for Medicaid. That's what they said. If you can get on Medicaid, but you don't make enough money, then they'll pay me. That's the only way. Medicare won't do it. You got to get on Medicaid, what I'm on. Yeah, that's the best thing. Medicaid pays for everything. I'm on the phone with a specialist now. They're going to transfer me over. I'm going to try to get you enrolled in it. What do you think? I'm going to try. What else could I do? I'm going to be on hold for a while, but it's all right. Once I get once somebody transfer me over, I'm going to try to get you enrolled in it. Like, that's what I'm in. And what they'll do is they'll pay you. You know, that's the best thing I could think of. I don't know what else. I really don't know. You make just enough money where, you know, you're probably eligible for it. Medicaid won't do it. You're going to have to go on Medicare won't do it. You have to go on Medicaid. That's what I'm on, you know. What do you make, $1,890 plus $1,000? Yeah, that's exactly what you make. It's not enough. So I'm going to try to get you enrolled in that, and then they'll pay me to help you. That's the only thing I could think of there. Other than that, I really don't know what else to do. I really don't. I mean, if I leave you, something's going to happen. I don't know what the fuck to do. I really don't.
I'll just leave you on hold for a while. That's all.
I'll be watching. I can see in and off for a minute. I don't know what else to watch. See, like, if I was disabled, somebody would be able to help me because I'm on Medicaid. They'll pay you. I'm going to switch you over. I'm going to have to. It's the same stuff. You get the same shit. They pay for everything. I go to the doctors. They don't pay. I don't pay for nothing. You know what I mean? Might as well do that. That's the only thing that's going to help us. And I can help you at home. That's the only thing I can think of because you're going to need it. You know what I mean? You're going to need help. So I'm going to get you enrolled in it, all right? Yeah, that's all. We don't make enough money. We don't. You don't have no savings. You don't own nothing. You know, we don't. It's probably the best thing we could do. And pay me. At least I can help you at home because I'm afraid to leave you. I really am. I mean, everybody else does it, don't they? Everybody else does it. Yeah, they do. So let me just work on this. That's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to try my hardest working on it. If we got to go to a doctor, we'll go. You know what I mean? We'll do whatever we got to do, all right? If they pay me at home, dude, we'll be able to, we'll be fine. Just like you said, we're going to lose her in a couple of days, and then I really don't know what to do after that. So we're going to have to figure it out, right? It'll work out for us, I think. Somebody's got to help us, right? Yeah, we're going to find out. I'm working on it. Got me on hold. They're going to leave me on hold so I can get you enrolled with a specialist. Took me a couple of minutes to get enrolled in it. They pay for everything there. Everything. Okay. What are you going to do? So I'll try to work on that. That's what I'll try to do. If I wait for anybody else.